kind of bottling plant I hope I live to see. And don't have to wait till the pearly gate opens up for me. When there'll be old St. Peter with my franchise and a key, saying, here's where all good bottlers go. It's heavenly. In that big bottling plant up in the sky. That big bottling plant up in the sky.
Well, the bottles jump right off the shelves
and roll right out and sell themselves.
And Coca-Cola's all that people buy. In that big bottling plant up in the blue.
Every shipment arrives the day it's due.
Yes, sir! The trucks are always loaded right.
And strikes get settled overnight.
And there's no such a thing as IOU.
Hey, when do you deliver the goods? And it's cash on the line. Cash on the line. Cash on the line.
And third-party checks are a capital crime.
And nothing ever springs a leak. In that big bottling plant away up there, the weather is always hot and fair.
And folks are thirsty round the clock,
and nothing's ever out of stock.
And every deal is full price, fair and square.
Fair and square in that big bottling plant up in the sky. And there's no FTC,
and there's no EPA.
No FDA
to spoil your day. No more alphabet soup to turn your hair gray.
And D, it's come and stay for life.
Did you say life?
Yes, I said life.
Yeah! When you call up Atlanta, you get through.
And it ain't just their hats they're talking through.
Lines adjust to any size bottle that man can devise.
We hope we live to see it before we die. Behind those pearly gates, zero interest rates, that big bottling plant up in the sky.
connection. Get everything ship on shine.
Hello, world.
Check one.
It's Radio Valencia coming back on to the live mix transmissions from the mission. This is the Escape Velocity show for June 30th, 2025. I'm your host, David James Fraser, and the show's called The Escape Velocity. Today we will be taking a deep dive into artists that performed at the recent 2025 Glastonbury, the Uber Festival, the festival to rule all festivals, the festival I've never been to and probably never will. But every year I check out to see what's happening because it sounds amazing, maybe a little overwhelming at this point, but so many cool things to check out. Yeah, we will be hearing from the likes of Mammal and the Sniffers, Kaiser Chiefs, Supergrass, Kate Tempest, Alanis Morissette apparently just slayed, The Prodigy, Goat, Pulp, so many more I've never heard of, you've never heard of. That's okay. We're going to do a real-time exploration of the Glastonbury 2025 lineup. So I am going to shut up and just turn it back over to the music. We're listening to the incredible, the immortal, the legendary Left Field with their song Inspection Chick One off of really one of the all-time greatest albums, Leftism. So enjoy. It's festival season. Let us not forget to celebrate life while we have the chance. Some of the minds are rub and steal.
lipstick on a label. We do the dance of the mashed potato. We're the callous when they tell us the latest. Callous and super fragilist to be in this. We're the leaders from a group of fables. She's the goddess of the Syrian angels.
quite scary. Not very sensible either. A friend of a friend, he got beaten. He looked the wrong way at a policeman. Would never have happened to Smeaton. I know Leo Denzi and I.
Kaiser Chiefs from a while back, 2005. I predict a riot. Part of the Glastonbury lineup for 2025 this year. It is festival season, and Mick Jagger once said, summer's here and the time is right for fighting in the streets, so perhaps riot season two. So I guess that's what that song's about. And before that, we heard Starfire 500 from Amel and the Sniffers, possibly the hottest live band on the planet right now. Absolutely catch that band in its prime if you can. And before that, we heard La Song by Supergrass, a band that basically became famous when all the members were still in high school. So they had a good long run through the golden age of Britpop. Took a little break, well-deserved, and now they're back. We started off the set with, a couple of songs, actually. Turnstile, Never Enough, probably the most effective social media campaign I've ever experienced. One day I woke up and that Turnstile was everywhere in my feeds, and I thought, okay, I'll check them out. And you know what? They are awesome. Started off the set with Inspection Check One from Left Field from their album Leftism. So we're going to just keep rolling with Glastonbury 2025 artists. It's a sort of a real-time exploration. I don't even really have a big set list formulated as I usually do, but some of the artists that we'll hear from still coming up, like Pulp, Gary Newman, K-Tempest, Acid Heart Mother, many others, Rod Stewart, but one of the acts that really seemed to move people to tears was Alanis Morissette. Yes, Alanis Morissette, sort of moving into elder statesperson status at this point. What a voice. Great song. Thank you from Alanis Morissette.
How about that ever-ending?
Glastonbury 2025 headliner Neil Young from a thing he did back in 1995 with Pearl Jam, thereby cementing forever his title of Godfather of Grunge, something I am personally fine and okay with. Before that, we heard from Wolf Alice, Moaning Lisa Smile, My Love is Cool from 2014, Festival Darling, and Thank You from Alanis Morissette from 1998, Speaking Words of Wisdom, sang it all, and she just came back as a force, according to all accounts, consensus, which is not easy to get with, I don't know how many people go to that festival, I guess about a million, not really, but, you know, emotionally that's truthful. There's just too many bands any human can see all at once, too many stages, you know, like... sounds like complete sensory overload at this point, but it is the festival to beat all festivals. And it happened last weekend, and here on the Escape Velocity on Radio Valencia, we are exploring the artist, not all of them, as many as we can get to in 2 hours, that that played at Glastonbury 2025. And if we were actually at a festival right now, about, I don't know, 50 minutes into the thing, this is a band that might hit pretty good. This is a long jam from a band called Acid Mother Temple. The song is Pink Lady Lemonade. Enjoy.
So